McCarron got it into Landau, only just. Bubba puts the icing on top of the cake. Melbourne United have been on top of the table for all but four rounds. They've been the benchmark all season long, and they are the NBL 21 champions.
Oh, what great news that was on Friday night. What a journey Melbourne United were on in season 2021. It started with a COVID outbreak within the team in pre-season. It ended with 11 straight road games leading into Friday night's title clinching game, and they did that against the Perth Wildcats. They secured a sweep 3-0 to take their second championship, and their successful coach is Dean Vickerman. Welcome to SEM Breakfast, Dean.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, how does it feel to be champions again after everything that was thrown at you this year?
Yeah, it was fantastic to start with, but just an incredible year that we'll all look back on and have moments and thoughts of the different things that happened. But to have that huge road trip, a 30-day road trip to kind of finish the season and then get one more game back at home to close it out was unbelievable.
What did it do to your squad those days together, Dean, that you otherwise wouldn't normally have had, of course?
Yeah, I know. You know, it was tough on everybody, but, we had three players that just had young babies. So, to me, that was the biggest challenge about, how we supported their family, how they were doing. But, from a coaching staff point of view, it was fun, My kids are a little bit older and, we get to go out to dinner at night with, what are our activities we're going to do. There's those kind of things, just hanging out were really fun. The group, you go and have breakfast every morning. You can have a quick meeting when you need to have a quick meeting. So the access to the playing group and how we went about our business was pretty cool.
Obviously, COVID means we just can't take anything for granted anymore, can we? Where we're going to be playing, what time we're going to be playing, and whether anyone can actually attend. So I imagine the news when it came through that 5,000 people, 50% capacity, can get into John Cain Arena to watch your bid to claim the title must have been huge. It must have been a magical night. I noticed the Gatorade shower came pretty quickly for you as well afterwards.
Really quickly. No, the news that we were coming home, and, I think originally it was, could it be regional? Is it going to be 1,000 people? Is it going to be 2,500? Now it's at 5,000, and it was like, wow, this is going to be a fun atmosphere. And I thought they were going to close off areas, but, the whole place was open and people just kind of, sat in different seats. But it had a great feel about it.
Dean, when did you know? When did you know this was a special group? At what stage of the year? Was there a moment? Was there a game where you thought, yep, this is the bunch or this is the group that I think can take us to the promised land?
Yeah, we were feeling pretty good about the group when we got Scotty Hobson. We thought he was one of the best closers in the league last year, and we loved the scoring punch. But then to have Jock Landale practicing with us all throughout preseason, thinking he was going to go to the NBA or back to a major European club, and then to have that signature, right before the start of the season, it was like, all right, we've got enough talent to win it right now. How do we make this work?
Now, I have to ask, because one of the great liniment sniffers is your owner, Craig Hutchison, who actually runs the premises in here as well. What was he like in the post-match? What was he like in the celebrations?
Well, we had a really good chat on the court after the game, and, he just congratulated me and just talked about, that was the toughest coaching year you probably ever had, and he was already kind of reflecting on the year. But now he was stuck up in Sydney when we were stuck up in Sydney for a while there, so we got to catch up and got to go see the Swans and Carlton up there, so he took care of us a little bit. But he was fantastic.
What were the celebrations like in the aftermath, Dean? Were you there till stumps?
Yeah, definitely there till stumps, because we knew this was going to be the quickest celebration of all time. Mm. The next day, I had three player meetings. We start free agency today. It was, normally there's a 2-week period We got a 2-day period to get ready for free agency. So it was, you know, have a great time Friday night, but it was really back to business on Saturday.
And just on the player movement side of things, Dean, and I know things move on really quickly, but obviously someone like Jock Landale, who we get a lot of texts about in here at the station, put his NBA aspirations on hold. He chased the championship with you guys. He was MVP in the series. He's been massive for the squad. Are you resigned to the likelihood that he will chase that NBA dream next? And what plans do the club have to replace him if you think it'll get to that?
Yeah, we certainly don't expect him to be with us next season. You know, we think he'll go and have an amazing Olympic campaign, and then he'll either be in the NBA in a situation that is good for him or a major European club again. But again, we look down the track and say, hopefully in the future, we can see him back in our league at some stage. Replacement-wise, you know, it's difficult. You know, we obviously look at the local market to start with. Is there anyone that can fill his role? And obviously Joe Akul was amazing this year, and we want to see a lot more from him. And now that the league has gone to a 3-import model as well, we look at you know, what we can do there.
Dean, congratulations again on behalf of everyone here at SEN. Obviously, the second title for the club since the rebranding in 2014. It was 81-76 at John Cain Arena. Clean sweep, 3-0 over the Wildcats. Congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Good luck with the tattoo.
Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach. Dean joining us for Keys are struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keys.
So on the back of that, so the boss has won the championship, you know, and all I can think about is the staff coming in. The staff coming in this morning have got the biggest smiles on their face, I think, because of this.
I tell you what, any boss who sacks anyone for not turning up today is a bum.
Do you reckon that's how we approached it?
Absolutely. Look, don't bother coming to work today, guys. Sales team, have the day off.